Kentucky real estate headlines. KY Property Records search tool consolidates owner data, deeds, and permits. PropertyChecker.com now offers Kentucky-focused access to property records, including owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in KY can streamline due diligence by pulling multiple record types from a single source instead of navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark hkentucky.propertychecker.com/ for faster property research across Kentucky markets. Kentucky real estate headlines. What permits do you need to build a house in Kentucky? Yes, you need a permit to build a house in Kentucky. Whether you are constructing a traditional home or a barn dominium, obtaining the necessary permits is a crucial step to ensure your project complies with local building codes and relevant to real estate professionals operating in KY. Read the source. /buildmax.com/ what permits do you need to build a house in Kentucky? Kentucky real estate headlines. KY building permits now streamlined through PDS online portal. PDS has launched an online submission portal for all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permits, alongside updated checklists for resident commercial projects and a list of approved electrical inspection firms. Real estate professionals in KY can now guide clients through faster permit applications and ensure compliance with local building codes, reducing transaction delays and project setbacks. Share the PDS online portal and inspection firm contacts with buyers, sellers, and contractors at htap://w.pdskc.service/1-1-building-permits. Kentucky real estate headlines. Louisville commission rate hits 5.66% in 2026. What KY agents should know. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.66% is now the average real estate commission rate in Kentucky. KY agents need current commission benchmarks to stay competitive and transparent with clients in the Louisville market. Review the full Louisville commission breakdown at listwithclever.com to inform your pricing strategy. Kentucky real estate headlines. Kentucky realtor commission fees average 5.66% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Kentucky's average real estate commission is 5.66%, slightly below the national average. Real estate professionals in Kentucky can benchmark their own commission structures against this statewide average when advising clients and remaining competitive. Review the full survey data /listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-Kentucky/ to see how your market compares. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.